One by one, single stems of bright red roses began to dot the Rock River.
Okay, let's plop one in here for, this is for Nick Shouty. Ready? One, two, three.
Nick was 20 years old when he died of an overdose involving fentanyl. That was 6 years ago. His father, Daniel, says this was the first time he came to the gathering hosted by Hope Over Addiction. He came with his mother, Carol.
She tried to get me down here, but I did my own blocking out and dealt with it my own way and stuff like that. And
you're in a different place now?
Yeah, I'm feeling closure after 6 years, but not closure, but still, it's like a pain that kicks you in the gut every now and then. When you see a boy and his dad or run around, and he'd be 27 years old right now, probably would have had a grandkid and all that other good stuff.
Well, I felt that it would help Dan with his closure because he doesn't like to talk about it too much.
I got the feelings inside. I mean, I don't get to run around crying my eyes out every day of my life. I don't think my son would have liked that. He would want me to carry on and remember his name. He wouldn't want me tearing myself all apart. Just like if I died, I wouldn't want him either to do it. And I would switch spots with him in a heartbeat. If you got me right, I sure would.
Down the walkway along the river, Mike Sciro looked across the water. His son Joshua died 3 years ago.
He got hurt in football his senior year. They were going to the championship, and then he got a scholarship to college. He got hurt again, so he told him he could never play football again. So that really broke his heart. And then he lost his mother-in-law. 6 months later, lost my dad. 6 months later, he lost his other grandfather. And it's not an excuse, but he ran into someone and says, hey, you know, this will make you happy and get out of it. And, you know, to this day, I know who that person is, but I don't blame that person because my son was the one that put the needle in his arm. But that's his daughter. And
is this her first year or has she been coming?
No, she's been coming too.
Can I ask her a question?
Sure.
So, when you threw that rose in the water, what did that mean?
It means that I love Daddy.
Well, like yeah. I say, I know there's a lot of people out there that they're afraid to admit if their son or daughter is on it. You know, it's like, oh, no, you know, you can't be like that. You got to be there. You got to be there for them. I mean, my son went through a rehab 2-3 times, and it didn't help. And what hurts me the most is because I found him. You know, and the first thing I did was start kicking him and yelling at him, and get up, and then I saw the needle, and you know, instead of telling him I loved him, I was calling him every name in the book. And I wish I could take it back.
They drop the roses in the water one day a year. But Hope Over Addiction leaders say they should continue to support each other throughout the grieving process in the coming year. And the group says it will continue to train families in the use of overdose reversal drugs. I'm Jenna Dooley.